Welcome to UniJena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden and I work in the team Incoming, and for this podcast I meet different people of our university each month. Today we get to know Suyi Chan, our current university ambassador. Welcome, Suyi. Thank you for being with us. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself, like where are you from, what are you studying, and how long are you in Germany or in Jena?
Hello, Lara. First, thank you very much for having me here for this podcast. I'm Suyi from Hong Kong, and I'm currently studying the Bachelor of Science in Chemistry in my first semester, which is like my second semester is coming soon as well. I've been in Germany for almost 2 years. I came to Germany last year in January, and right after my arrival here, I took part in a German course for 2 semesters in another German city, which is called Halle in Saxony-Anhalt. And before I came to Germany, I actually have already heard of UniJena in Hong Kong. And afterwards, I also moved to Erfurt after my German course. That's why everything that has added up to me now studying in UniJena. And just like Lara mentioned before, that I am currently the University Ambassador of UniJena. So let me just briefly introduce my role here. My role as a Uni Ambassador here is to show how it is like to study in UniJena, and also in general how it's like to study in Germany. And especially I post articles regularly on the university website, and these articles are primarily about my student life as well as what I especially like to share with you. For example, I wrote something about how I spent my Christmas here in Germany, and also one article about my mother tongue, Cantonese, because I love my mother tongue very much. Definitely read it out. And in addition to that, I am also sometimes involved in producing contents for the social medias of the university, just like now I'm recording with Lara.
I think our listeners already noticed, and check out our social media content. Maybe you will find Suyi there. And for sure, I'm going to link all the articles on her blog on our website, because it's very interesting about a lot of important or interesting personal topics. I really like to read it. You can find them linked in the show notes. Yeah, you told us that since this semester, the winter term of 2024, you study chemistry at our university. Was that always your desired subject?
Unfortunately, no, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Actually, I've always wanted to study pharmacy. And back in Hong Kong, I actually did a post-school program, which is called as Higher Diploma Program in Hong Kong. Higher Diploma in Hong Kong actually means something before the uni, but after Abitur, compared to Germany. Not like in Germany that the diploma actually is a higher qualification. Like I said, I did a post-school program in Hong Kong that was pretty much equivalent to pharmaceutical assistant. And in Germany, it's better known as PTA. So now I just call it PTA for better understanding. And I have already worked in Hong Kong for about 6 years as a PTA. From my work experiences, I've already recognized my interest in pharmacy. So, but I have already applied for pharmacy study in Hong Kong multiple times. And unfortunately, I never got a place for some reason. I don't know why. Before, I also heard that generally in Europe, not just in Germany, that they are seeking for more professionals in the field of healthcare in general, as well as for pharmacies, professionals, people. That's why I thought of maybe I might have a better chance get a place in pharmacy in Germany.
Mm-hmm. So you experience it yourself. It's not that easy to get a place in a pharmacy program in a German university. And I first want to explain why. Because it's a subject with admission restrictions. What does that mean? When there are less places for students than applications, there is a special admission process. These programs are often also called NC, or in German NC programs. This abbreviation NC comes from the Latin numerus clausus, which means something like limited number. So the number of study places is limited. In most cases, the grade of your university entrance qualification determines your chances in this procedure, meaning the grade of your school leaving certificate, but depending on your country and education, maybe also other certificates as well. The application with the best grades will get the best chances for a study place. Furthermore, there's a difference if the restriction is central and Germany-wide or local. And today we're going to talk about Germany-wide restrictions and study programs like medicine, pharmacy and dentistry are Germany-wide restricted in admission. Do you know how many places the University of Jena offers every year for international students to study pharmacy?
As I heard before, I think it's 4.
That's totally right. Only 4 places. And in medicine, it's only 14. A little bit more, but not that much at all. And in dentistry, it's only 3 places every year. And we get a couple of 100 applications, so the chances are not that high to successfully apply for these programs. That is why we at the International Office always recommend not to apply only for these programs with German-wide admission restriction, but to apply also for other subjects. There are many subjects that have a lot in common with the NC programs, and there are alternatives with which you can pursue similar goals, start a good career and help people and their health. You will find a database with all the subjects at Jena University in the show notes. Just have a look. So Yi, would you tell us for which subjects did you apply for?
Like I said before, I had a German course in another city, Halle. So I actually did not live in this province, Thuring, known as in Germany, before. I've applied for a uni program in 2 unis in Germany. The first one was Uni Leipzig for veterinary medicine. And the second one that I applied at Uni Leipzig was pharmacy. And I also did an application at University Jena, which was also pharmacy and chemistry.
And was it hard for you to find an alternative way to pharmacy?
I would say finding an alternative to pharmacy was not hard itself, but it was more about the mentality behind that if I really wanted a plan B, because before I was pretty obsessed with it that I have to just get to my goal all at once. That's why plan B actually that time meant to me as failure and as if I haven't worked hard enough, I haven't tried hard enough or commit enough for it. And having a plan B also to some extent then also meant I am giving up pretty early. That's why at that time it was hard for me, not in terms of finding another uni program to study, but it was more like if I actually should do that.
Yeah, I can totally feel that. Sometimes it's very hard to change plans because emotions are attached to it maybe. Would you say that maybe expectations from people around you or your own expectations or pressure did also play a role in this decision?
Definitely. My occupation before, like I said, in Hong Kong as a pharmaceutical assistant, so a PDA in Germany, already has become part of my identity. So my work experiences already imprinted that impression to my family members, my friends, that I always am a kind of person who is going to study pharmacy at some point of time in my life. In addition to that, I would say in general, I find the culture in Hong Kong is also pretty harsh. I cannot really say for all people, but in Hong Kong, I, at least me personally, always had that feeling that people find it better if that person has a high grade of perseverance, if that person could just bite through those difficulties. That also corresponds to why I thought the plan B was not a good plan.
And how did it come that you choose to study chemistry? How did you find that alternative?
I first arrived in Germany in Halle, and I actually afterwards visited the Uni Leipzig on their open day, and I had the chance, I was happy that I had the chance to speak with the dean of pharmacy there of the Uni Leipzig. And I told him about my situation, and he also first he recommended me just apply, because I bluntly said, I am never the one who is making the decision if my score is too low or not. Yeah. Okay, I don't make it blunter. and secondly, he also recommended me to study chemistry instead, because pharmacy is pretty much chemistry, just that they use different words to describe the chemical reactions that is happening in our human body. And to be honest, I applied for chemistry, and I now study chemistry. In the beginning, was just for the sake of getting a place in pharmacy again and to make it easier. Yes, that's how I came to the study of chemistry.
And do you know, do you remember why you are interested in general in pharmacy? Do you know the reason for it?
This is actually a very difficult question. I actually have no idea why I'm interested in pharmacy, but at least in school, I was already very sure that I'm a science person. I really would like to learn more about sciences, especially biology and chemistry. Afterwards, just by chance, I started my post-school program as a pharmaceutical assistant. Then I started working, and at work there, I confirmed my interest that I actually indeed like pharmacy. I was just very enthusiastic when I saw the names of the medications and knowing how they actually work in the human bodies. Everything, I just found them very interesting. That's why I was pretty sure, oh, I really want to study pharmacy. And also, as well as the open day in Uni Leipzig, we actually had the chance to sit in the lectures of the Pharmacy Institute. And there, I actually had the first person experience how the professors are like. And I was just very excited that day. I was like, can I come here again tomorrow? But yeah, that's how this all added up, that I'm pretty confirmed with my interest in pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. So it might be a good idea to visit universities, just as you did, and to really follow or believe the recommendation, like the dean told you, like we always tell our students to apply for other subjects as well. So that's really a good recommendation. And to have a look if that study field or that university is really fitting. And also Jena University does this kind of informational days. I will link all the information there. And if you're not able to come here because of visa reasons or anything, do not hesitate to contact like the subject advisor in your field, and you can ask them everything.
And also, as an international student, I would really like to recommend also other international students, especially if you're already in Germany, just to visit the unis when you have the time and be in contact with the international offices. I also did that when I came to Germany with Laura. I also was in contact with Laura before, and also Leipzig, like I said. And actually, so far, I've only met very nice professors. They are very willing to give you solutions. Like I said, I actually was in a long talk with the dean at Uni Leipzig, and he was also very passionate in telling me alternatives to study pharmacy if I really can't get a place. So I do recommend that speak to some persons personally. Don't just read the information online.
Mm-hmm. So you told us that your interest in pharmacy is actually or comes from an interest in science in general. So maybe the study program of chemistry also just fit into that and meet that interest of yours. Would you say now after one semester that chemistry is a good alternative to pharmacy?
Yes, definitely. But I also would like to bring in a comparison between these two studies, because to be honest, I am as interested in pharmacy and as in chemistry right now. I would say first, like pretty obvious, if you want to work in a pharmacy, then of course you have to study pharmacy, which is Staat exam in Germany, a Germany-wide exam. And I wish you all the luck, all the best. And secondly, if you are interested in the direction of doing research or working in a laboratory, I would say both studies actually fit. Pharmacy may be not just for the manufacturing of medications, actually, in terms of research. For example, before, or you can also have a look that some university hospitals, they actually are also looking for pharmacy graduates to help them with laboratory work, for example, in toxicology. And also other professional aspects, they also require professionals who already have studied pharmacy because they have a better understanding of how chemicals directly work on human bodies. But if you're interested in something that more diverse, for example, oh, maybe this time I want to work in something that is healthcare related, but and that another time I'm more interested in working something that is manufacturing, not just for medication, but also maybe synthesizing new materials, for example, material sciences is also a very good example, then maybe chemistry is a better fit for you. And I would also say it's a pretty German way to translate this word. Chemistry is pretty dry and raw science when compared to pharmacy. Pharmacy is more about application, how we actually apply chemistry in human body, of course. But chemistry, you're really learning the basic of it. If you're really science person, I would say chemistry actually might even be more interesting to you. For example, now we're learning every element in the periodic table. It's also very cool, actually, I would say. Uh-huh. It's not boring at all.
So you seem happy with your decision and your alternative?
Yes.
Would you say you already ended your dream about a pharmaceutical career, or is there still a little bit of hope inside?
I actually am not 100% sure if I am really not studying pharmacy in the future, but at least right now I am 100% sure that I don't want to end my chemistry study here, because first I have met many good friends here. I want to just finish the study with them and also to overcome the pain together in learning the periodic table. But like I said, my interest in pharmacy still hasn't been reduced, and I would also say that the job in pharmacy, when I connected back to my past working experiences, to be honest, I can't really see myself working in a real pharmacy in the future, but more, not necessarily in research stream, but more likely in clinical aspect, for example, in hospitals, which might be pretty hard to imagine for some people why pharmacists or pharmacy students are required in hospital. That's pretty hard to explain. But yeah, that's how I see that more. And I mean, in the past working experiences, I actually very enjoy to do medical consultations with my patients. And I enjoyed it a lot as well when I stay in the laboratory, in the clinic, and helped out with preparing medications. But in the future, I would prefer to find a profession or an occupation where I could work independently, or even doing independent analysis of whatever it is. Yes.
But of course, you are free to always apply again for pharmacy, mm-hmm. because all applications are free of charge at Jena University. If your application is not successful, you already have a good fitting study place here in Jena. So finally, would you say that you're satisfied with your program, even if it's not your desired subject?
Yes, definitely. Like I said, I really enjoy learning the periodic table right now. Of course, not just the periodic table. There are also many other things. For example, before I actually had kind of PTSD for doing lab work, to study chemistry in Jena, we have over half of our time spending in the laboratory. And actually, after I learned about it, I actually found it a little bit scary because I had not so optimal experiences before in school when I did experiments. But now in the laboratory or at the experiments, we actually are applying what we learned from theories, and I find it very interesting, and it really suits my learning style as a physical learner. So I would say the study of chemistry in uni and I find it practical and I enjoy it a lot. So definitely I am very satisfied with how I am right now.
That's good to hear. Thank you very much, dear Suyi, for being here today and sharing your way into studies with us. I'm happy to hear that you are happy even without a place in the pharmacy program, and I wish you good luck if you decide to apply again for pharmacy. Sometimes in life, an alternative plan or a compromise is necessary, but that does not mean that you cannot be happy. Your story shows this pretty well. And for those of you who are still thinking about what to study or who are looking for an alternative to the NC programs, some advice and tips can be found linked in the show notes. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.